and for about over 3 miles or so there, between 3 and 4 miles, I just had to, the dogs went good the first mile, but after that I had to drive them. I almost turned back to the cabin down at Weber Creek, but I only had a couple more miles to go, but I had to really drive them dogs, and it was cold. They were freezing. And they would, they even run over against the bluff and tried to crawl up there behind rocks, and then I had to drive them again, really go after them. And then finally got away from the bluff and got across the river, but that wind was just howling and we were probably going right into it. When I got across the river and got into the timber, it just felt warm to get out of that wind. I was sheltered. I only had about half a mile then to go to the roadhouse, and I pulled into that roadhouse. The wind was blowing there by that roadhouse, and the thermometer was 64 below. 64 below, because I asked Jack Welch when I got there. I was about half froze when I got there, but the dogs were worse. I got them hooked up, and I never forget, I swore up and down. I said, anybody is crazy to go out and anything like that.
Mm-hmm.
I said, I'd never do that again. But the next morning I left again. But next morning, the wind kind of died down a little. And then when I got up to Charlie Creek, it started to warm up. So the next day was good. I got out of the wind, but through that canyon, just a regular canyon there. But that was the worst I've ever seen. Because that wind blowed there all the time, but driving them dogs through it, I had to, and I really felt sorry for them, but what could you do?
How'd you keep your face warm?
Oh, I had my parking hood, but even then I froze my both cheeks. I froze my nose and both cheeks, and they just peeled off. Got frostbit two fingers.